Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 432 for Monday, June the 13th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished higher Tuesday due to speculative trading. Canola showed some independence on the day as it lagged the U.S. markets. Canola was anywhere from $2 to $4 higher, with the July contract checking in at $525.90 a ton. That's up $2.40, while the November contract checked in at $528. That's up $2.50. The Canadian dollar was slightly weaker relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola more attractive to foreign buyers. Worldwide oilseed supplies are still healthy, but not as massive as they typically have been. On the other side, losses in the vegetable oil market and U.S. soy weighed down values. Farmer selling is slowly winding up as farmers are done seeding, and there are some good prices to take advantage of. The market seems to be locked into a sideways trading range as traders wait for weather issues to develop. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn was 6 to 8 cents higher. The July contract was at $4.29 a bushel. The market continues to be underpinned by forecasts calling for hot and dry weather across the U.S. Midwest. Rainfall is expected to be lighter than normal, which was bullish. As well, the USDA's monthly forecast calling for tighter supplies of corn in the world also pushed values higher. Brazil is expected to have a smaller crop on the year as well. Soybeans were 3 to 8 cents lower. The July contract was at $11.69 a bushel. Traders took profits in the two front months, while concerns the market was overbought also came to be felt later on. The market was volatile as the front month contract at one point looked like it was ready to surge above resistance of 12 cents a bushel. However, then the bears took control and the market ultimately settled lower. Wheat was 3 cents lower, with the July contract checking in at $4.91 a bushel. The market felt pressure from winter wheat expansion in the U.S. The dry weather in the U.S. Southern Plains has also been helping speed along harvest efforts, and that was bearish for the market. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, June the 13th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.